All right. Let's go ahead and get this thing kicked off. I'm Troy. This is still We Are Gathering of Old Men podcast. We're waiting on Marlo to come in. Probably running a little late, you know, the job of a contract that's never done. And we had him on camera last week because, you know, everybody was giving me all that grief about, you know, getting him on camera. We got him on camera. And, you know, I got more grief because of everything. Hold on. Look, Marlo's calling me. Hold on.
I pulled to see how long she went and came back. And was like, it's going to be another 2 minutes. Hello.
We are live on the air. This is Marlo Dickens with the Fat Mouth Sports Gathering Old Man podcast. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I had to get something to eat and almost went to jail at Gators and Dockside because somebody don't know how to talk to people.
Oh, Lord. So, no. I don't know how to talk to people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm on my way to be stationary in a few minutes, and
all right.
I will call in a short.
All right, no problem. We'll be here. We'll hold off all the buck smoke until you get back.
Oh yeah, I definitely need to be involved in that.
All right, homie, I'll talk to you in a little bit.
All right.
All right. So, for everybody listening, Marlo will be here shortly. So, Theo, we're going to go ahead and start off. Well, when we started the podcast at 8 o'clock, we were expecting the MLS semifinals between Orlando City and Las Vegas to kick off, but there's a web delay. So for all the fans out there that says Troy doesn't support local teams and he's from Central Florida and he's a Raiders fan and he's a Portland Trailblazers fan, he's all these things. First off, I'm a Lightning fan. Didn't know that, did you? Also, I'm an Orlando City fan. Didn't know that either. For the people that don't know small level soccer, I'm a Rowdies fan. So I do support local teams. That ain't the case. I support local teams. Problem is, for you Central Florida fans that just like abuse, I said it once and I say it again, I want winners. And since I want winners, you guys don't necessarily understand that whole mentality. I done been through the Lehman Bennett years. Lehman Bennett, if you're a Bucks fan, and you don't know who Lehman Bennett is, I don't respect you. I've been through the Ray Perkins years. Ray Perkins had three quarterbacks on his squad, one All-Pro, two All-Pros, and a Hall of Famer. Couldn't win five games.
Troy.
Couldn't win five games. Yeah.
Troy.
Yeah.
this is me. Before you continue on this tangent where you feel like you got to validate, you know, your feelings. This is Florida. They do call this the retirement state. So if you don't like Florida teams, you're not by yourself. It's quite a few people that then migrated from all over the United States of America that aren't Florida fans, that aren't Seminole fans, aren't Lightning fans. Can't spell Devil Ray. Don't know what a Marlin is. So you're not by yourself. You know, and for my poor Miami Dolphins fans, you know, I'm just saying.
You're a Miami Dolphins fan. Let's come back next year.
I'm just saying, like, you know, you ain't got to tell people, you know, it's okay if you like teams that are not from the state of Florida. It's quite a few people in the state of Florida that don't like teams from the state of Florida. I'm of the mindset that the only people that really do like teams from the state of Florida are people who were born in the state of Florida. That's just me. It's just me. I'm just saying. So, you know.
Well, you know, that being said, we thought, you know, for sure we would be talking about the kickoff of the Welcome Back, MLS Welcome Back tournament. But, you know, weather delay, it is Florida. Anytime after May, you're probably going to run into some weather delays.
Right.
This is why the Rays have a dome stadium. So, but we'll go ahead and we'll get right into the topic. That being said, since I don't explain to everybody, you know, how I feel about the team, Tom Brady had his press conference today. And I know I said I wasn't going to say this because of the algorithms on YouTube and all of that stuff, but pretty much from the bottom of my heart, fuck Tom Brady.
Oh,
let's just
wow.
Start this podcast on Brady. Fuck Tom Brady. That's how I feel. But I, you know, like I said, we said we're going to wait for Marlo. So we'll start off a little light. So, the Pac-12, Theo, met with the Unity Group. And for everybody that don't know, we can just go ahead and just put the Pac-12 and the Big Ten together because, you know, the Unity Groups are, from what we understand, is it's a group chat of 400-plus players. And if you let, you know, Hasselback on ESPN and some of these other non-minority analysts tell it, oh, you know, this isn't going to work. If you guys choose not to play, there are tons of 100 other players that are willing to take your place. So, Theo, I'm going to let you go. How you feel about, you know, this Unity Group and, you know, what you think on that matter?
Okay. First of all, let me address Matt Hasselback. Matt Hasselback speaks from a place that way too many Caucasian Americans are comfortable in speaking from. It's from a place of entitlement. I said this last week, and I doubled down on it. We don't need you to play football. He's of the mindset that the people that are come to those schools and play are not only just as good as those that won't play, but are somehow of the mindset that they owe those schools that same opportunity. Aren't we right now looking at kids, you know, young adolescents taking their talents to HBCUs? Matt Hasselback got this thing all wrong. The thing is that if we look at the NCAA, they really could have made this easy a long time ago, but for whatever reason, they just can't get out their way. You have these kids coming from impoverished homes. And yes, I get it. They are supposed to, you know, go to school and get an education. But damn. I mean, come on. Everybody gets paid except the college athlete. And if the college athlete, and when I say college athlete, I'm specifically speaking of football players. If they try and go get a job outside, then you're going to strip them of their scholarship. It's a lose-lose situation for these kids. So, you said F Tom Brady. I'm going to say F Matt Hasselback and anybody who thinks like him. These kids are sick and tired of being sick and tired. If we look at this and we, you know, I try not to use systemic racism, but it is what it is. You had these kids go to these institutions and who get rich? Who gets rich? Let's talk about it. The boosters get money. The coaches get money. The administration gets money. These kids ain't guaranteed to go to the NFL, right? How much money are you going to make going to the CFL? How much money are you going to make going to the XFL? What happens if you don't go to most places? But guess who still gets paid? The head coach at Clemson, he still gets paid. He don't even really care about your son like that, right? Head coach at Oklahoma State, he still get paid. He don't really care about your son like that. Everybody still gets paid. And we keep circulating the wealth right where it's been being circulated since this country was formed, right over here with this select group of people. No, to hell with all that. The talent deserve to get paid too. And yes, we don't need to mince words. We don't need to get it confused. The kids that play college football on Saturdays, Thursdays, Tuesdays, and Wednesday nights, they are the talent. They make the money for the institutions. They deserve to get paid. It's time to put this money back where it's supposed to come from. Don't just walk in my child's living room talking about you're going to take care of my child. And at the end of the day, the only thing you give a damn about is how my child can put seats up in your stadium so you can get your paycheck. Bump that.
So I've been pretty much for players unionizing for a while since it was first talked about it. No reason. We will never know the outcome of that vote. Like, that vote happened 2 years ago. We still don't know what the outcome of that vote is. But that's fine. So let's just
think about this for a second. I mean, I really want us to think about this. College football is a multi-billion-dollar business. How many magazines come out? How many magazines come out before the college football season? Who images they using? Ain't none of them kids getting paid. Ain't none of them kids getting paid.
You 100% know them kids are not. I mean, look, Anthon, a publication that's been around since probably before both of us was born.
Right. Come on now.
Every year.
Come on.
Every year.
Come on. Now watch this. What's the difference between Tua being on Sports Illustrated and, I want to make sure I say this right. What's the difference? No, here we go. Because I want to be. Watch this. What's the difference between Matt Burrow being on the cover of Sports Illustrated and Patrick Mahomes being on the cover of Sports Illustrated? What's the difference?
Okay.
One of them got paid to be on Sports Illustrated. One of them got paid to be on the cover. Okay, wait. Watch this. EA Sports. If it's in the game, it's in the game. Well, you ain't using my likeness in Madden nothing, and I ain't getting financially compensated for it. But who got financially compensated for it when EA Sports was putting out NCAA college football? Who got compensated?
You talking about that game that when Ed O'Bannon sued EA and the NCAA, they stopped making the game?
Right, but I'm saying Ed O'Bannon wasn't wrong. Who was making money off these video games? Because it wasn't the athletes in the video game. These athletes do commercials for these universities.
What happened?
Oh, I think Marlo connect. Marlo, what's up?
What's up, Marlo? I'm good. Hold on, let me
He stood up.
I think he's trying to connect directly in.
Okay.
So there you go. Oh, and he got a camera on. People, uh-oh, we have Marlo with his fan view. You know what? Next week, Raiders gear. Next week. I've had enough.
Y'all talking Raiders gear. Hold on. I want y'all to check out the exclusive Wolfpack movie. You get that at Skylines Design. Notice the Marine Corps logo on it. Marine Corps veteran. Y'all go check them out. We're going to be dropping Wolfpack jerseys every show. Y'all going to get to check them out and everything like that. Shout out to Skyline Designs.
That's what's up. Y'all can hear me now?
We need this. We need this self-plug right here. Nike. My flag football team needs some Nike gear.
So, Marlo, we were talking about.
Hold on, Troy.
And by the way, I want everybody to know, Marlo calls in and says, hey, man, I'm going to get something to eat and I'm going to be on the show. Didn't we just have a show about food and not inviting everybody else? Didn't we just have a show about it?
I don't even want to talk about that. I want to get right to the chase. Marlo, Troy opened up the show by saying F Tom Brady.
Oh, Lord. No, he did not.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
I got to get my hat for this.
Since we doing this.
Open up the show.
Since we doing this.
F. Tom Brady.
All right.
Since we doing this.
Here we go.
Let's just go ahead and do this. Since we doing this, let's go ahead and do this. Did Drew Brees get shot? Did he get buried in the bayou somewhere? Because last time I checked, the NFC South is Drew's stomping ground. And in order to be the king, you got to beat the king. And what's it been, 3 seasons in a row? Ain't about to beat the king.
How the song go? 3 times in a row. 3 times in a row. 3 times in a row. 3 times.
So, I mean, I understand all this Buccaneer hype. I get it. Tom Brady. Oh, the playbook, the verbiage is kind of difficult and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear that. I don't want no excuse. Uh-huh. When your noodle arm can't get it down the field, I don't want to hear it.
MJD said the Buccaneers was going to have the highest scoring offense in the league, along with several other outlets.
So, in the state? Hold on, you said in the state?
No, I said league.
Oh, okay, I thought you said in the state. I was like, that ain't too difficult. But
if memory serves me correct, all of the high-powered offenses throughout history have always had one thing to go with their receivers. Mm-hmm. A running back and an offensive line. And unless y'all done went out and had a secret draft that nobody don't know about, the only offensive lineman y'all got is the ones y'all bought from Target. So y'all got a problem on your hand.
Hmm. Offensive lineman from Target? I don't think.
I'm just saying.
Marlo.
I don't even know how to address.
You know, I've been defending y'all for the past couple of weeks, and I'm uncomfortable with that. You know, I'm uncomfortable with that. But you know, I'm gonna say it again. Unless Bruce Arians has adjusted his offensive philosophy,
yes,
which based on last year he did not.
Yes, last different year, quarterback.
Yes. I mean, you know,
Tom Brady has not thrown a deep pass. All passes have been short, and he's taking the snap out of the shotgun.
You say, hold on. First of all, different quarterback. Bruce Arians didn't have different quarterbacks. He didn't ask all of them to do the same thing. Then when you say Tom Brady in practice, you know, Bruce Lee had this old saying, the thing don't hit back. You know what I'm saying? It that look nice in practice. Ain't nobody rushing you at practice.
But what I'm saying is, if they're not going down the field, they haven't even had a full speed practice yet. But everything is short. So either somebody's changing their philosophy, or Tom Brady getting a whole lot of practice at nothing. Something they ain't going to do in the game. And I ain't never known that to be true.
We're going to see what it look like. You know, I don't even want to keep talking about it because, you know, I think the Tom Brady hype, I think it's too much hype. He didn't went to Tampa Bay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Replacing Jameis Winston. That's an upgrade. I think, you know, right now it's much ado about nothing. I mean, when the last time Tom Brady looked like Tom Brady?
It wasn't last year because they ain't had nobody to throw to.
I ain't asked you that. I asked you when the last time Tom Brady looked like Tom Brady.
2 years ago when he won the Super Bowl.
He won the Super Bowl, but did he look like Tom Brady when he won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he brought him from behind.
No.
He did not. He had almost 400 yards passing. How else could he look?
Who did they beat in that Super Bowl? The Rams.
The Rams.
Yes, the Rams. Who was supposed to have the high powered defense?
Who said
with
that?
The monster, Mr. Donald.
Who said that?
I'm telling you, that's what they paid for.
First of all, hold on. You ready? They not finna like me after this. Because Aaron Donaldson was on that field, and so was Ndamukong Suh, right?
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought Ndamukong Suh was overrated.
I can't say that. He was one of the only defensive linemen that taking the plays off.
All right, so let's just go ahead and say this. Where did Ndamukong Suh play last year?
Tampa Bay.
How many times we call his name?
A lot.
I mean, I think
so, watch this game.
Watch this. I like Ndamukong Suh. But if I have to sit back and think about the things Ndamukong Suh is most known for in the National Football League, it's not production. Now, for him to be a lineman, I'm looking at lineman.
He's been very productive.
Hold on now. I'm coming from the Lawrence Taylor, the Lyle Izado, Mark Gastineau era. You know, when I can get upfield, hit the running back, put pressure on the quarterback, all that. I can see you saying Aaron Donaldson because he is that in the bag of chips. But Ndamukong Suh, well, I done seen games with Ndamukong Suh and disappeared.
Well, who had the top five rushing defense in the league last year? I wait.
It was the Buccaneers?
The Buccaneers.
Oh, well, you know, but I mean,
he's about to make my other point when it comes to these Buccaneers, but go ahead.
Right, because the Falcons don't throw that.
Hey, didn't y'all have the number one pass rusher in the league last year?
Yes. No. Yes.
Who played in New Orleans?
He played for Tampa last year.
I'm saying, who's the quarterback that played in New Orleans?
Drew Brees.
And they got this wide receiver. What's that boy named? Michael Thomas? Didn't y'all play that team? Ain't they in the same division?
Same division.
Okay. Yeah, same division. Now, knowing what we know about sports and knowing that lockdown corners don't grow on trees.
At all.
I'm looking at y'all draft.
Let's go back a second because we was 1-1 against the Saints last year.
Sure.
Okay. That's fine. Let me hold on. Go ahead, Phil.
Can we wrap this segment up only because Marlo been saying Tampa Bay was gonna go to the Super Bowl for the past 3-4 years? Matter of fact, I don't know how long I've been knowing Marlo, but long as I've been knowing Marlo, Tampa is always supposed to go to the Super Bowl. So this ain't changing. You know, they could have had me at quarterback, and Marlo would still be saying Tampa Bay going to the Super Bowl. So
I would have gave you a few plays, but after you would have been messing up, then that we just would have had to have a conversation.
So we're gonna address something real quick about my Raiders because it's the same.
How you gonna have $2 billion on the stadium and you ain't gonna have no fans? That's stupid.
I mean, we can control Corona. You know,
we farmed the shit on Donald Trump. Corona does not have anything to do with spacing.
Hold on.
You spent $2 billion, bro.
Should have stayed in Oakland.
We in Vegas. You go big or go home in Vegas. What you talking about? You talking like this Tampa. This ain't Tampa. We talking about Las Vegas.
You should have stayed in Oakland.
Las Vegas.
You should have stayed in Oakland.
Listen, man. Let me tell you something.
How many times has the Bucks moved? Go ahead. I'll wait.
I'm just trying to figure out what city wanted the Bucks.
Everybody. Come on now. What city?
Orlando, they didn't want the book. Orlando, they didn't want the book.
What city does not want an NFL franchise? Come on now. You know better than that. They want to move the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hold on. What are we saying here? What are we saying?
The Raiders
You're saying that the Raiders made a bad move? No, the bad move would have been for the people of Oakland to try and finance a stadium that they could not afford. You're talking about a city that is dealing with freaking gentrification at an all-time high. You have people from Silicon Valley buying slums for $2 million. But come on, man. This wasn't going to work in Oakland.
But they just built the building. Yeah, and they just built a $2
billion stadium. And they built that stadium in San Francisco, who had already been dealing with gentrification and had already been moving their low-income minority people out of town. We just went a whole another. We just went a whole different level with this. Are we going to continue to go down this road? Because this is going to take this right off the rails. And I'm telling you, nobody wants to deal with the fact that, and we can talk about it if we want to, in the Tampa Bay area, gentrification, before we knew what gentrification was, we were moving people out of housing projects because we wanted that little piece of land. Is there anything concrete on that land? No. It's a parking lot. A effing parking lot. But Tampa Bay needed a baseball stadium. They wanted a baseball stadium. Major League Baseball told them, just because y'all built a stadium don't mean we're going to give y'all a team. The difference with the Oakland Raiders was we got a team. We need to find a place to go. We can't continue sharing this field with a baseball team. That ain't going to work. And Jerry just built Jerry World. And it ain't nowhere in hell that just when, baby, Oakland Raiders was going to let Jerry World have a better stadium than them. Come on, man. Let's not do this. Let's not even do this. So, yeah, we went to Vegas.
Jerry World Stadium still better than the stadium in Oakland and Vegas.
That will be left to be seen till when it opens. I leave that open until it's open. When it do open and people like me can get tickets, me and you going to be there. First game.
I know, but I'm saying, is there a doubt that Dallas Stadium is better than Oakland Stadium?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
How is it better?
We're really doing this now? We want to have a discussion about a stadium that still that is still being built.
A hush goes over the crowd.
There's no hush to go over the crowd. It's Vegas. If you getting on a plane and taking a trip to two places, are you going to Irving, Texas? Or are you going to Las Vegas?
It depends on who you're trying to see. Are you going to look for a team that can compete? Or are you going for a team that just moved to try to broaden their fan base?
You know what? Broaden their fan base? This is the Raiders. They don't need to broaden their fan base. People was already driving from Vegas to go see the Raiders. What are you talking about? What are we talking about here? Listen, we're not talking about the Miami Dolphins. We're not talking about the Seattle Seahawks. We are talking about the Oakland Raiders. People go see the Oakland Raiders.
And they haven't been relevant since
Dallas,
the 80s.
Pittsburgh, it don't matter. The stadium is still packed. And you know it. Losing seasons, we still sell out. Can the Bucks say that? No.
Yes. Yeah, we can.
Marlo, I was there. You invited me to the game. I was there.
That was a preseason game.
See, you know, don't do that. Man, we've been on this topic way too long. I am not going to get in my feelings about this. I'm going to let it go. All I'm saying is this.
You are in
your feelings
already.
Can I get back to my original topic?
Yes, please do. Because you're about to go.
Because I don't know what it was.
There is some debate about Derek Carr being a franchise quarterback. So I'm just gonna pose this back there. Is there even a real legitimate question about Derek Carr being a franchise quarterback?
Yeah. First of all, he can't stay healthy. Second of all,
played all last season.
Okay. What was their record for Mr. Franchise quarterback?
7-9.
Okay. Where did that put them in the playoff run? They had
two games,
a better record than
two games
the Bucks,
out of playoff.
Two games out of playoff. And this was supposed to be a year where Gruden had all his pieces in place.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
Well, that's what he said. And all the players he wanted at best was 7-9. I don't see what you're saying.
I just want to point out, and again, if we are being honest about Carr, is he a top five quarterback? No.
Is he a top?
But he damn sure ain't bottom five. Absolutely. 100%.
He's a top 15.
What's the question? Is he a franchise quarterback? The answer is no.
No. Hell no.
What are we talking about? I mean, if we talking franchise, hold on. Franchise. You turning the team around? I'm winning all the time. I'm in the playoffs all the time. Most of the time. How are we saying that about Derek Carr? So we just, if LeBron James ain't great, Derek Carr ain't franchise.
That's how we're going to do. We're just going to transition straight to back. You know what?
We're not transitioning the basketball yet, because we still on this car thing. Because I think you been drinking the Kool-Aid. He had one good season. And after that, they was going to get rid of him the year before that.
Y'all drinking the same Kool-Aid.
They was going to get rid of him because John Gruden is a moron. Let's call a spade a spade. John Gruden went, hey, this boy had 34 touchdowns. I think I need to go look for me a veteran.
You got it.
Now, I would like to try and give him credit and say, oh, well, he's bringing in competition. Competition is not Marcus Mariota. That's not competition. He's not Rich Gannon.
Troy, I got this for you and Marlo. If Derek Carr is franchise, then Tampa Bay is winning the Super Bowl.
That is not in the same pantheon of statements.
You can't tell me that. That's my opinion. You can't tell me what my opinion should be.
Well,
I feel the same way about both. If we say it right now, Derek Carr's franchise, and that's Troy's argument, his statement, Derek Carr's franchise, then, and your argument is Tampa Bay is going to the Super Bowl, well, ain't damn one of them showed me anything to make me believe one going to the Super Bowl or the other one franchise. So, no. Y'all both been drinking the same Kool-Aid.
You know what? Hold on. Wait. You know what? I've about had enough of this. Theo, today, there were reports coming out of Pittsburgh that
I don't like Ben Roethlisberger. See how that goes? I think he should have traded him and Antonio Brown for Aaron Rodgers a couple of years ago when this foolishness first started popping off. So I might be the wrong one. You asked about anything out of Pittsburgh, anything regarding Ben Roethlisberger. I'm not going to give you what you want.
They escalated quickly. They escalated real quick.
It ain't escalated. That was like, drop the mic. Right.
We don't talk about that mother. Here we go. Nobody would ever disagree that Ben Roethlisberger is a better athlete than Tom Brady. Nobody would disagree with that one. Mm-hmm. He is a better athlete than Tom Brady. Nobody would argue that Ben Roethlisberger has a stronger arm than Tom Brady. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about that. Is he faster than Tom Brady? Yeah. Why Tom Brady didn't been to like three more Super Bowls than Ben has? Why he got more rings than Ben got? And I'm supposed to be, you know, this the dude that want to be on a motorcycle. This the dude that want to come to Alejandro Villanueva's defense when he ain't need none. You know, I want to stand with him because that's my, but shut up. Get me the ring. Get me the ring. You can't keep your tailback happy. You can't keep your star receiver happy. Now I got James Conner. I like James Conner. Wonderful individual. I got Juju Smith-Schuster. I like Juju Smith-Schuster. Wonderful individual. But we're not going to see, watch this, realistic expectations. We're not going to the Super Bowl this year. Well, what are we talking about? What are we talking about? We might go to the playoffs as a wild card. But Ben ain't finna make it through a 16-game season. Ben ain't never made it through a 16-game season, which makes me ask the question, dear Mike Tomlin, dear Kevin Colbert, who is the personnel, is chief of personnel over the Steelers, why didn't you go get a quarterback in the draft? Because clearly that foolishness we had last year wasn't going to cut it, but hold on, wait. There's a quarterback sitting out there right now. Yeah, the ice cream brother. Got a little bit of long nose, afro and everything like that. I know Pittsburgh, we up there, you know, north, you know, whatever. We, you know, conservative, you know, red country. We don't necessarily like the whole kneeling thing. And I'm trying to win a ring. I'm trying to win a ring. I want a ring. Ben ain't finna get me no ring this year. Ben ain't going to get me no ring next year. But watch this. The quarterbacks that were in the draft, I'm doing a show. Inconsiderate neighbors. Anyway. Actually tried to open the damn door. Anyway. But no. The Steelers are going to rely on their defense. We got James Washington. He had a good year last year. Notice I said good. Who then took the place of Antonio Brown? I'm still waiting on Plaxico Burress to walk through the building. No? Okay. Well, damn, what happened to the wide receiver? That Santonio Holmes, or we let him go too?
Yeah.
Hines Ward ain't walking back through the building.
Nah, he done that.
When Pittsburgh has won Super Bowls, when Pittsburgh has been a contender, here's what we had. We had a possession receiver on one side, and we had a burner on the other side. We don't have that. Now, we at least had a quarterback to get it to him, but what Ben going to do? Oh, my elbow feel the best it's been in felt in years.
Have you seen him throwing in practice? That don't look like that's the best it felt in years.
Do I care about him throwing in practice? Wasn't nothing wrong with his arm before. It was what between his ears. I don't care nothing about Ben Roethlisberger's arm. Ben Roethlisberger ain't got what it take to get us to another Super Bowl. He ain't the competitor Tom Brady is. Now, if I can't say nothing else about Tom Brady's a damn – look, Ben Roethlisberger ain't – here we go. As my friends say in basketball – Ben Roethlisberger ain't got that dog in him.
Mm-mm. Not like Tom Brady.
Ben, you ready? Ben, you hear me? Ben, prove me wrong. Show me. Get us another Super Bowl ring, Ben. We used to be able to tell the whole world, oh, y'all ain't as good as us because we got Super Bowl rings. We got six of them. We can't say that no more, Ben. Your fault. Now everybody got six rings. You let Tom Brady come and get all kind of Super Bowl rings on your watch, bro. That's disgusting. Yeah. That's despicable. He let Tom Brady just, you in the same conference. You just let Tom Brady watch it and low-key Peyton Manning just do you. Now here come Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. What am I supposed to do with that? We had a quarterback we could have drafted this year. And I sat there and watched that boy go by. I was like, oh, y'all not going to draft him? I can't remember who it was. I'm like, y'all, so for real, y'all not, oh, damn, y'all. So y'all not going to draft. I'm sitting up there looking at the dude. I can't, matter of fact, here we go. I don't even know why I can't remember what his name was. I know why, because he played for Alabama. They just let Jalen Hurts just walk by. Jalen Hurts was sitting right there on the board. could have sat there and learned from Ben Roethlisberger for a whole year. Pittsburgh sat there, looked at that boy on the board, and drafted somebody else. For what? See, y'all was getting Troy up and upset about a damn parking facility. Y'all done got me in my feelings about the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Did you say a parking facility?
He gonna try. Well, let's talk about Pittsburgh. Like, I'm finna defend Pittsburgh. Man, no. I'm not finna defend that. Mike talking about our defense look like it used to. Well, yeah, you got Minka Fitzpatrick. But, damn, I would like to think that the offense ain't took a step back. Our defense back to where it used to be. Your defense back to where it used to be? By damn time. Now we supposed to make a run. No, we can't make no run. Not with Ben Roethlisberger back, though. No confidence. None.
Well,
I take Derek Carr.
Theo just went on the rant for like 10 minutes.
I take Jameis Winston, and I take Tom Brady over Ben Roethlisberger. Yeah, I take any of them three. Jameis going to throw 30 touchdowns. Well, if I don't know nothing else, damn it, Jameis going to get us 30.
I don't even know.
Jameis going to get us 30-plus touchdowns. Jameis going to do nothing else. Jameis going to get us 30-plus touchdowns. I can't – and Jameis going to play the whole season.
Oh,
matter of fact, here we go. Give me Jameis Winston and Ryan Fitzpatrick for Ben Roethlisberger.
Wow. This season? Wait,
this
come
season.
On.
This season. This season.
Okay.
I got 34 touchdowns. And if Jameis get hurt or he starts stinking up the play, I got a dude that's going to come in and get me 2 W's. At least he's going to get me 2 W's. Ben ain't going to make it through the season. He ain't going to get me 30 touchdowns. And I ain't got nobody behind him worth a damn that's going to get me 2 W's when he do get hurt. Not if. When he do get hurt, I ain't got nobody to give me no W's.
All right. So I think we lost Marlo. Hopefully he gets back again. So this is gonna be my mea culpa moment. Get your popcorn ready, set your VCR. Oh boy. So last week, I talked about how the artist formerly known as Carmelo Anthony is some other dude who pretty much I threw dirt on his grave, covered him up for dead without actually paying attention to all the games going on in the bubble. Here we go. Hey, Marlo, you there?
Yeah. What happened?
So, I don't know. Like, for some reason, I got disconnected. But you on the podcast. You can use the phone, and that's fine. That'll work. I'm about to give my mea culpa. So like I was saying, last week, I covered up Carmelo Anthony, threw him off the bus for dead, pretty much got off the bandwagon. And then a few nights later, he played Houston.
Uh-huh.
And if you wasn't paying attention, you think that Melo was just, coasting. But then the fourth quarter came. And I don't know what the fuck Mike D'Antoni is thinking. You cannot put no 6'4 guard on Carmelo. You're going in the paint, and he's going to give you that work. And 3 times in a row, they put a rut on him, and Melo put him in the paint and gave him that work. Unlike and then to add insult to injury.
Unlike some LeBron James would have did back in the day. Go ahead.
Then something that everybody always said, including myself, that Melo don't play no defense. Melo had 2 steals and double-digit rebounds. So I want everybody to pay attention to this. Melo had double-digit points, double-digit rebounds, two steals, and pretty much a game-winning shot. Now, again, I know who the coach is, but I'm going to say it right. I don't know who the coach is, but whenever you was putting together the game plan and said, leave Carmelo Anthony open at the top of the key, only did research on game film the last 2 years. Because if you actually went beyond the last 2 years, Carmelo Anthony from the top of the key is money. Don't do that to yourself. Send somebody out there, put your hands up, kick him in the kneecap, something. Don't let him shoot wide open from the top of the key. You got better shots from if he's shooting from the corner, I get it. Late close out, that might work. But come on, man. You just Mike D'Antoni, you made me look like a complete asshole. Less than a week after my podcast. Because you ain't play basic defense. Well, never mind the fact that you had 6-7 dudes out there. I'm just saying. NBA game, you bring the Little League squad.
I'm just curious, and this is just me throwing a question out there. Do you think one game is a big enough sample size to throw your pom-poms on for Carmelo Anthony and say
so,
he beat a team with the tallest person on the floor at 6'8"?
That's a loaded question, Marlo.
Hold on. Let me address that since I got to do the mea culpa. One, I was not just going off one game. I went back and looked at the stats because if I'm gonna be wrong, I need to make sure I'm wrong when I say this. Carmelo is shooting 53% from three since he hit the bubble. Mind you, they got another dude on their squad that I'm completely disrespecting because he's been hitting everything from three, 63-point-something% from three since he got to the bubble. And I don't know what it is about the bubble. Maybe Carmelo Anthony ain't got to worry about impregnating those strippers. He ain't got to worry about pissing off Lala. I don't know what it is about the bubble. Melo came to play in the bubble. And the rebounds, those numbers look very, very good for the time they've been in the bubble. I think it's only been like three, four games.
Let's look at it like this. And this is why I said that's a loaded question what Marlo's asking. Because the only person that was – here we go. The only person responsible for the lack of success that Carmelo Anthony has experienced in the NBA is Carmelo Anthony. It's not anybody else. Mm-hmm. Carmelo has let his ego and money get in the way. Now, he's set financially and everything like that, but let's be clear, Carmelo Anthony is a professional bucket getter. Like, when you say, you know, anybody who's done video looked at film of him and they're not looking at what's transpired, well, I don't like Mike D'Antoni being thrown in that mix because Mike D'Antoni has never been a defensive-minded coach. So if Carmelo went off on him, hell, no disrespect to Mike D'Antoni, but that means Gerald Theophilus Butler could have probably got two buckets on the Houston Rockets, and I can't shoot worth a damn. So that's what I'm saying when it comes to Mike D'Antoni. But Carmelo got his buckets. If Carmelo has changed his mindset, Carmelo's going to be hard to stop. That's just what that is. If he's changed his mindset, because like I said, the only person responsible for Carmelo Anthony not being as successful as he should be in the NBA is Carmelo Anthony. It's not a defender. It's not a coach. It's not an owner. It's Carmelo Anthony. So if he didn't got out of his way, then this what this gonna be.
And to add to what you just said, I think we've had a large enough sample size to see where this is going. Like his physical talent aren't going to ever increase. So the only way he's going to be a better basketball player is he plays more mental. Now, if he's made that leap, God bless him. But until he can get to the playoffs and win a playoff game for a team, he's just going to be that guy who can get buckets. He made his team better.
Well, Marlo, I think when we talk about basketball, because matter of fact, this is a nice little segue. Because people like Skip Bayless and Troy get on my nerves when they talk about LeBron James. when I look at LeBron James, I mean, even with Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley kind of hit the nail on the head. It was different back then. It's like, I want to beat Michael Jordan. You know, this dude over here want to beat Michael Jordan. It's cats literally teaming up to beat LeBron James. Like, I've never seen that before in my life where cats that don't really talk, don't really like each other, a la Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, you really getting together to beat this one dude? Even if we're looking at what you know, Kawhi Leonard did, and let's go ahead and tell the truth to Shane the Devil. Kawhi Leonard is an NBA champion today because the Golden State Warriors were wounded. Period.
Yeah.
They not beating Golden State if everybody's 100%. They not. He would have been a footnote just like LeBron James was a footnote. So let's not talk about, like, you know, this is what would happen because the same people that – the same people that get Kawhi Leonard from
Hold on, Marlo.
The same people that love to jump on Kawhi Leonard's nutsack are the same people that say the only reason why the Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors is because Draymond Green was suspended. So we're going to keep this thing 100. Let's keep it 100. Kawhi Leonard ain't beating a healthy Golden State Warriors, point blank period, which then changes the conversation piece that we're having right now. You literally got Paul George, who ain't never been that dude. Let's go ahead and say what it is, because he had that chance to be that dude in Indiana. You had a chance to be that dude to Oklahoma City, but you still couldn't be that dude, so you go team up with Kawhi. Now, watch this. All these cats had the opportunity to play with LeBron James, which takes me right back to Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo Anthony doesn't understand you can't do it by your damn self. He's had opportunities on the table to play with both LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, and he's chosen to do something completely different. What do they have that he does not have? Rings. He's not going to get a ring in Portland. He's not. He had the opportunity to take his happy talent to L.A. He chose not to. Once again, that was Carmelo. So he can look like Superman in Portland, but Portland is not going to get him a ring. And what are we going to wind up saying when he gets accepted into the NBA Hall of Fame? The same thing we said about Charles Barkley. Actually, no, because Charles Barkley actually played for a ring. So my bad, Chuck. I disrespected you on that one.
you said a lot.
I'm sad, y'all.
I'm not sad. Like I gave my mea culpa. I said what I had to say. But let's take a look at these Clippers, right? So, if I'm being honest, and if I'm Troy. 100%. I look at the Clippers, and I got to look at Doc Rivers, a guy that, as a basketball player, couldn't beat Michael Jordan. A guy, as a basketball player, he wasn't that dude as a basketball player. So then we fast forward to him as a coach. As a coach, he's been a very good coach, but he's had some issues. He's had championship caliber talent on his team. I will give him one out and only one out, and that is Blake Griffin. Blake, soft as tissue paper. So I give him that one out. But aside from that, I'm looking at.
Hold on. You could have talked about Doc Rivers without talking about his NBA career. Like I can't let you do that. I can't. Because you can talk about his coaching career all day long without mentioning his NBA career. Because I remember who was on his team, and I remember who was in the East at that time. Terry Cummings was playing for Milwaukee. Doc had Tree Rollins, Dominique Wilkins, and Spud Webb. They ain't had nothing to do with Julius Erving and Moses Malone.
I'm not talking about the beginning of his career. I'm talking about when he took his ass to New York.
I'm just saying, okay, I mean, like, when he was in, he was a coach in New York, when he's playing in New York.
No, he played in New York.
Okay, well, hold on. When he went to New York and he was playing, hold on. Who was in Chicago?
So I'm supposed to feel sorry for him because Michael Jordan was in Chicago?
I'm supposed to feel sorry for him. I'm just saying, like, you could have said, you could have talked about his coaching career without bringing up his NBA career as if to say, you know, he was an also-ran. He was an also-ran because who was playing when he was playing? He ain't never – no. Doc Rivers ain't Larry Bird.
Say it just like Theo gonna say it. For people who may just come into the podcast and might just casually listening, you would think that Doc Rivers played on a New York squad that didn't have nobody. Whoa.
They ain't have Michael Jordan.
Not only did they have a Hall of Famer, they had a goon squad. They had Xavier McDaniel. You don't get to bring up Hall of Famers.
Watch this. I'm finna go help Marlo out. You don't get to bring up NBA Hall of Famers playing with the New York Knicks when you have the when you say all the time Michael Jordan is the greatest. When we talk about LeBron James, Michael Jordan didn't do this, Michael Jordan didn't do that. Michael Jordan couldn't miss from here. Michael Jordan wasn't no punk over here and everything like that. You admonish Michael. You throw all kind of praises on Michael Jordan. Okay, and those praises, what's this? Those praises are justified. So stop acting like Doc Rivers was going to do something while Michael Jordan was in the league. Doc Rivers wasn't on Dominique Wilkins' level. He was a serviceable point guard who shared time with a 5'8 point guard who could dunk, and Doc Rivers, you know, Spudwell could dunk better than Doc Rivers could, but that's neither here nor there. But at the end of the day, no, don't do that. Then no. Doc Rivers on the same level as Danny Ainge as a point guard.
No, he not. Danny Ainge is a way better point guard.
Because he had Robert Parrish, Mikael,
and don't act like Danny Ainge didn't hit no big shots.
That's what makes him better.
Listen, man.
You know what?
How many big shots have Doc Rivers hit, and how many big shots has Danny Ainge hit? And believe
Marlo, you got me defending Danny Ainge. Man, listen, we could have put Doc Rivers right over there with them Boston Celtics. We would have did the same thing Danny Ainge did. It's easy to hit a jump shot when ain't nobody on you.
I can't believe this is happening. This is happening. Marlo, who you leaving open?
I agree.
Who you leaving open? You leaving Danny Ainge open when you playing the Celtics?
All day. All day long.
All day. Don't do that. You think Doc Rivers wouldn't have hit them jump shots Danny Ainge was hitting? Come on, man. Who is Danny Ainge taking off the dribble? Nobody.
Y'all keep talking like Danny Ainge was a bum. Why are you talking about Danny Ainge like he was a bum? Doc Rivers was a bum.
Danny Ainge was no better than the same person. The only reason why Danny Ainge looked good is because who he had playing with him. That's why he looked better than Doc Rivers. Hell, I wish I had Larry Bird playing on my team. You know how many assists I got throwing the ball to Larry Bird? Here you go. Oh, Larry, you cover? Here you go, Robert. Hold on, Kevin. I got you right here. Hold on, Danny.
If you're a casual basketball fan, you let Theo tell it. I'm playing for the New York Knicks. In the late 80s, early 90s, you got one job, get the ball to Patrick Ewing. When they double team Patrick Ewing, all you got to do is hit the open jump shot. He couldn't hit the open jump shot. And this is the best part.
Who was guarding Doc Rivers? Who was guarding Doc Rivers for the Chicago Bulls?
Everybody.
He was probably taking turns on him.
Everybody.
Stop talking like that, man.
If I'm Doc Rivers,
I know every time I drive to the lane and I get fire hard, I got them goon boys to run to my rescue.
I don't want to hear that, man. I don't even want to hear that.
Troy, his goon boys were worried about staying out of foul trouble because you talking about five, you talking about Doc Rivers. They got the foul mic too. So they going to fight somebody and they got the foul mic too. Now they ain't even in the game no more. Man, stop that, baby. Stop that. I'm not saying Doc Rivers was all that in the bag of chips. You just heard me say Spud Webb could dunk easier than Doc Rivers did. So I'm not saying that. But no, we not finna act like Danny Ainge looks better than Doc Rivers because of the talent Danny Ainge had playing around him. Matter of fact,
I know how you felt the first episode. This some get back. Marlo. I know what this is. This some get back for y'all. I see it. I see it for what it is.
Marlo, did I lie? Marlo, come on, this is
the problem with having a logical discussion with the illogical individual. This is what you get.
I just want to point out for everybody on the podcast that CEO defended Kirk Cousins, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And who was the other person you defended?
Man, you had me defending the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You had me defending Kirk Cousins. Who else you had me defending? You had me defending somebody. You
and Matt Ryan.
You had me defending Matt Ryan. Like, I ain't want to do that. Like, you just had me defending way too many people, man. It's like, I don't like – and now you got me defending Doc Rivers. And it's like – Doc Rivers not even that dude to defend. It's like he had a decent career. But he had Dominique Wilkins, and Dominique Wilkins was known as a human highlight film for a reason because he dunked. He wasn't knocking shots down from the outside like that. And I don't even want to talk about Chuck Persons, the rifleman, who was over there in Indiana giving people that work. And people in the head, man, no, man. Had Doc Rivers played with the Boston Celtics, he would have had the same career Danny Ainge would have had.
I can't even tell. I don't even know what the other topic is right now. Like, I just completely –
Marlo, you don't think so?
Absolutely. Actually, it might have won more.
Yeah, like, I mean, Troy. Danny Ainge ain't John Stockton. Like, Danny Ainge handles ain't all that. Like, come on, man. Come on. You knocking down a 15-foot jumper, you're supposed to be wide open, right? You're supposed to knock down open jumpers. Unlike J.R. Reed, who can only knock down when he cover. But, come on, man.
I can't believe
Danny Ainge ain't crossing nobody over. Danny Ainge ain't breaking no ankles. Danny Ainge got that, I'm coming straight down the court.
Oh, I think we should find another topic because he has literally beat this horse. This horse ain't running no more. It's going straight to the Blue Factory. I think we should find something else.
Oh my God. So.
But first of all, you're going to talk about Doc Rivers like he ain't the highest paid coach in the NBA.
Doc Rivers, oh man, I want to give him a top five coach.
You act like right he ain't. I ain't saying he the top five coach. You want to say like he ain't the highest paid coach in the NBA?
Yeah, right.
I don't even know what his salary is. I just know that everything that he puts together in Los Angeles, it comes to the same conclusion. Like, you can't make it over the mountaintop. And we blamed all these players. Well, now you have Kawhi. You have PG-13. You have these players that's supposed to get you over the mountaintop. And we've seen it live and in living color in the bubble. Devin Booker. And Devin Booker, as Theo said, is a professional bucket getter. PG-13 is supposed to be a professional defender.
Hold on, Troy.
Kawhi Leonard is a professional defender.
Troy, this means, and I understand what you're saying, and I believe, you know, there's plenty of blame to go around, but, you know, Doc Rivers can't get on the floor. I mean, if we want to look at this thing, let's look at this thing like this. You, Doc Rivers, why you didn't go after LeBron? Because I don't think you're losing to Devin Booker if it's LeBron and Paul George on the court. I don't think you're losing to Devin Booker if it's Kawhi Leonard and LeBron James on the court. Let's look at this thing. Let's break it all the way down. Kawhi Leonard, and I'm going to go to Kawhi Leonard first because I the way he's maneuvered, the way he's moved in the past couple of years, I got questions. But let's go back to Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard's claim to fame is an NBA Finals MVP in which he held LeBron James to what? What was LeBron James average in that finals? Okay, I'll wait.
Yeah.
But then we turn around, and because he's the best athlete on the San Antonio Spurs during that particular year in which, you know, he was hurt. I'm not going to question the legitimacy of his injury. He was the best athlete on that team. Pop catered to him. I'm going to say Pop catered to him to a degree. I'm going to say Pop could have handled things better. Tony Parker and the leadership in the San Antonio locker room could have definitely handled things better. But then Kawhi went to the East. LeBron was in the West. Right? So you're going up against a Giannis Antetokounmpo. God, I said his name right. I can't believe I got that right. I'm not going to say it again. But you're going up against him. His jump shot ain't really wet like that. And he ain't got the surrounding pieces that LeBron had. Then you go up against the Philadelphia 76ers. Ben Simmons still ain't got a jump shot. Joel Embiid, when Joel Embiid is locked
in, his patella tendon.
Right. When he's locked in, he's locked in. But when Joel ain't locked in, he's not locked in. Then you beat the Golden State Warriors who weren't at 100%. I would say that Golden State Warriors were probably at 60%. So this is the dude now, you Doc Rivers, you fin to hang your hat on. Paul George had plenty of times to beat LeBron James and establish himself as the alpha male in the East when LeBron James was over there. He couldn't do it when LeBron was in Cleveland. Couldn't do it when LeBron was in Miami. So you, Doc Rivers, you are the Los Angeles Clippers front office, and this is who you hung your hat on. This is who you attached your card to. I ain't told one lie. Devin Booker is a dog. He don't care about nobody. Nobody's feelings. He don't care about what you think you're supposed to be. Devin Booker is finna book him. And that's what Booker did. He booked. Now, I said all that to say this. Doc Rivers ain't out on the court. Where them dogs at? He supposedly got two of the best. He got the two best wing defenders on his team. He can't guard for them. We know Booker gonna get the ball, right? Did you know Booker was gonna get the ball?
Yeah. If Booker didn't get the ball, he would call the timeout.
Everybody, now watch this. We call this karma because I seen Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid running after Kawhi last year. So who was running after who was running after Booker? Kawhi and PG. Doc Rivers has done what he could do with the talent that he has. Them dudes got to go out there and play. Patrick Beverley is not Doc Rivers. I don't know what Doc Rivers talking about. Pat Beverley running your show. Pat Beverley, for this team to win, the LA Clippers, Pat Beverley got to give you at least 10. At least 10. Because you're counting on Lou Williams to come off the bench and give you buckets. That means you need at least 20 and 20 from Paul George. You need 20 from PG. And you need at least 20 from PG. And you need at least 20 from Kawhi. That's 50. Then you're looking for Lou to come in and give you another 15, 20. Nah, man. All you need is for somebody to say, man, we don't give a damn about Paul George. We don't give a damn about Kawhi Leonard. And lock their ass up. And they D'd up. They done. They ain't got that dog in them. They front runners.
All right. Cool. Let's talk about one of your favorite dogs. So the night, Los Angeles Lakers lost to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yep.
And everybody and their mama know how much I hate. And I will forever call that run in the backcourt adamant. That's what I'm going to call it, adamant. Because this year, after he was cast out of Houston like they cast out Carmelo, he has been balling. And he has been leading his team. Much to the chagrin of his banana boat partner, you can't lose to Oklahoma City. You cannot have one of the most versatile big men in the league and lose to Oklahoma City. Please explain it to me how that happened.
Mono, you got it?
My thing is, before the bubble and before all this happened, they thought that these teams that were fading back because they didn't have talent. That's not the case. They were fading back because everybody who they relied on to score points was hurt. Now, fast forward some months, after everybody's been in quarantine and these establishments are getting healthier, the level is coming. These people are leveling up. There isn't a disparity in talent. So it's not a surprise why these teams are doing what they're doing. It's not a surprise to me. Like when the Lakers jumped out there, they had the healthiest team in the league. Now, you got all these teams getting all these players back. And now, and people are acting surprised. Are you no surprise?
I think it's deeper than that with the Lakers. I think it's more so along the lines of an issue that's been plaguing LeBron James since he's been in the league. The way he plays the game, the way he negotiates his contract, he doesn't have the necessary help that he should, i.e. shooters. It has always bothered me that for him to be He's like a smaller, older version of Giannis before Giannis got in the league. This dude can go, Dwight Howard. This dude can go to the hole, and you not have anybody around you, and you can't knock down a jump shot. Can you imagine how dominant the Lakers would be if, when LeBron James and AD do work and kick the ball back out, these dudes was wet from the outside?
Mm-hmm.
So ever since LeBron James has been in the league, I really want to say his for sure shooters, Mike Miller and Ray Allen. Everybody else is hopping the bucket. You feel what I'm saying? So now you look at it, these are the problems that's going to surround you. Now, I said PG-13 and Kawhi weren't dogs. Well, here we go, because I believe in keeping it honest. We can't say Anthony Davis ever showed anybody he was a dog in New Orleans. Ain't part of the thing right now, him being in L.A., he's supposed to be learning from LeBron James. Well, okay, watch this one. Troy, I'm finna put a big old smile on your face. LeBron James ain't ever been the dog that Michael Jordan has been. You think Michael Jordan finna let that little runt that you call anime go off? Nope. Scottie Pippen? Nope. Ron Harper? Nope. Dennis Scott? I'm gonna say Dennis Rodman? Nope. Everybody gonna come see about that. Who wanted to see about Chris Paul last night? Now we sit here and we talk about, you know, what's the point guard for the Lakers? Ball headed, Caruso.
Oh, yeah, Caruso.
So what is Caruso? Another Matthew Dellavedova? What was that? Another Matthew Dellavedova? Because unless Caruso is going to come out here and just give you 7 assists and 15 points a game, what we talking? And that ain't his stat line. That is not his stat line. So it goes back to you have people more than happy to gang up and play with each other to beat LeBron James. But then you have to look at LeBron. You commanding so much of the salary everywhere you go, you can't get the help that you need. And this has been your ongoing problem since you've been in the league. Cleveland, nobody wanted to come play in Cleveland. But you, Wade, Bosh, y'all eating up so much of the salary, we can't get somebody to come to Miami. Then you get to Cleveland, you talking about how the roster is top heavy with you, Kyrie, and Love. Now you're over here in L.A., well, yeah, we got a max contract for you and AD, but who we got for everybody else?
Yeah.
If and AD and LeBron, that's a front court. Them ain't back court points. Now what you looking at? Now we getting ready to start trading twos or threes? Your best jump shooter is actually your best point guard, which is actually your small forward?
Well, that brings me to this point. Looking at this bubble tournament, I mean, I need to go ahead and make a correction. Orlando's playing Minnesota, guys. So I misquoted that. Orlando is playing Minnesota. But getting back to what I was saying, when we look at this tournament, because that's what this is. This ain't going to be no NBA Finals. This is going to be a tournament. Just like the MLS tournament, just like the WNBA tournament. This is a tournament. The same way Major League Women's Soccer was, this is a tournament. You can put whatever face you want to it on it. You can put lipstick on the pig. This is a tournament. And in a tournament, everybody got a shot. So this is a whole lot of teams that wasn't looking good back in January look real good now. And if everybody remembers, and I don't mean to toot the Portland Trail Blazers horn, but even Damian Lillard was like, you know what? I don't know if I want to go to the bubble if we ain't got no shot at the playoffs. Amazing. They got a shot at the playoffs. And they got a shot at the whole thing. Because you got two of the best teams playing like pure trash. And there's no other way to say it. And people, ESPN, like really, I don't know what y'all looking at. I'm looking at the same basketball y'all looking at. And y'all coming back with two different thought processes. The only reason the Houston Rockets have been able to get into these games the way they have is because they've been shooting threes. And if they're not open threes for some reason in this tournament, they're not hitting them. So anybody got a shot? Anybody got a shot? And don't even let me get started on Giannis. I'm sorry. I'm not a believer yet. You can say what you want, but I'm sorry. Like, I'm not a believer in that team. So, Marlo, I don't know what you got to say about it. I think you lost feel for a second, but Marlo, you can let me know what you think about it. We'll move on to something else.
Well, I think that, you know, Milwaukee has talent. They do. But they have talent that don't know how to win yet. So I mean, to me, until you win, you ain't a winner. And that's just, you know, that's just the brass tacks of the whole thing. So that's why you don't think Giannis is a proven anything, because he ain't won nothing. But that don't undispute the fact that he a beast. That dude's a monster.
Oh, I mean, I don't doubt that he's a monster, but I hate to use this comparison. No, I don't want to use that comparison. Some players have to go through something. They have to go through a crucible before they get to the promised land. And Giannis hasn't been through it yet. He has not. He's gone through it and he's failed. And until you make it to the other side, it's not going to work. So that, again, he's still young. He got a long way to go. This ain't like we're talking about LeBron. He's still young. I think in three more years, if he doesn't make it to the promised land, then we got to start talking about him the same way we talk about Charles Barkley, the same way we talk about Carmelo Anthony. Like, we got to make those same comparisons. I don't understand what people are saying.
Well, I mean, that's just what all these players that are coming up and taking the league by storm, none of them won none yet. It's still the same old dudes that are in the playoffs, that are going deep in the playoffs, that are winning. That's just it.
And there is something to be said. Like, I give LeBron a lot of grief, but there's something to be said that once you know how to win, you know how to win. Now, where I fault LeBron at sometimes is the fact that he kind of comes off sometimes like he can just turn on the switch. And Golden State showed you more than anybody else. You just can't. That you just don't flip the switch on. You either go 100 miles an hour when the lights come on, or it's not going to happen. And so I think that may be part of what LeBron is going through right now. And so I don't want to completely throw him under the bus, but he does know how to win. I just think Giannis needs to get to a point to learn how to win. He may need to get, you know, a veteran who knows how to win that can teach him something. Like Charles Barkley said, you know, he had a player tell him that he was fat and lazy, and those are the two worst things to be, and he wasn't going to be one of them.
That was long.
So he decided to start working. So I'm done with you. Anyway, but, you know, we'll get to another topic that's kind of near and dear to my heart, because I'm all about, listen, all of these brands want to be a part of this Black Lives Matter movement, and they want to be able to add that cachet to their brand. Some of them to the point to where when everything first popped off with George Floyd, everybody and their mama who could care less about Black Lives Matter had a hashtag Black Lives Matter, or they black screened that Wednesday and did all this other stuff. Well, now the NBA says that they're going to give $300 million to the black community. And it is a wonderful headline where PR reps and marketing companies can go, yeah, we gave $100 million. Well, let's actually take $300 million. Let's actually take a look at what's needed. What's needed is legislation. And it's great that you gave $300 million. It don't mean nothing if the legislation don't change. So if the owners who don't look like me, which is not a lot, don't go to the people who they give money to, the politicians, and say, hey, this is important to me, and my money is tied to my morals, your $300 fee will be greater if you put that into the politicians who can affect change. So that $300 million that you gave to the black community, or that you're planning to give to the black community, because nothing has been dispersed yet, and they're probably working on all kinds of plans and stuff. Wonderful things that don't do nothing in the long run. If you are not planting the correct seeds, you just piss it in the wind. And that is my issue with just throwing money at stuff. You know, the NFL said, oh, we're going to give $100 million to black issues, black causes. Let's be clear. Every one of these NFL stadiums, just like Major League Baseball, are tied to taxpayer dollars. Every one of these NFL franchises, my Raiders included, have to smooth and convince lawmakers that their team is worth the taxpayers' investment to build said stadium. So, if you look at it from the 100-foot view, the money that MLB hasn't said anything, the NBA and NFL, are going to invest in the black community and black causes is the money we've already given them. So So they haven't given us jack shit. But they've invested in the community. So again, let's take a 100-foot view. If George Floyd's death spurred the action of these companies who want to be a part of the Black Lives Matter movement, and they are not giving this money to politicians who are going to affect change, what are you really doing? You're just pacifying black people for a headline. That's all you're doing.
Troy, that's a loaded question. I mean, I get what you're saying. Marlo, is it okay if I jump in on this one? Marlo? Okay, must have lost. Mm-hmm. Troy, you still there?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah. Marlo, is it okay if I jump in real quick?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. So, Troy, money is just money at the end of the day. That's all it is. You throw money here, throw money there. Without the morality behind it, it's just money. And you did say that. But let's look at who has the money. We're asking people who don't look like me and you to give money to our communities because of the injustices that are going on in our community. Okay, cool. I can get behind that. But now let's look at it like this. I play for the Los Angeles Rams. I'm a football player. I start. There are injustices going on in my community. Now, George Floyd was murdered how long ago? About 2 months ago?
About a month and a half.
Yep. Okay. And in Aurora, what was it? Aurora, Texas? Aurora, Illinois? What was it? Aurora? What was the state?
No, he was in Minnesota, wasn't he?
No, I'm talking about Aurora, Texas, yeah. Just a few days ago. Was it Aurora, Texas?
Oh, Colorado, Aurora, Colorado, yeah.
We had kids. Now, this is me saying this to the police department because I need all the law enforcement officers to understand exactly where I'm coming from. You seem to act like that couldn't have been your children. Therein lies the problem. You think your children could never be in such a situation. That's a jacked up mindset to have, because that means you become jaded to the very people you've sworn to protect. You shouldn't have a badge. You shouldn't have a gun. But now let's look at applying pressure. The pressure of the athletes in the NFL. There's no reason. COVID shouldn't have been the threat, the first threat to stop the NFL season. Players who were sympathetic to Colin Kaepernick should have been the threat to stop the NFL season. After George Floyd's murder, we've seen African-American athletes, colleges, and I'm so proud of them, I don't know what to do. They've actually shown more stick-to-itiveness than their NFL counterparts. You had one young man say he was not going to take the field for Mississippi State unless they took the monument down. How hard is that to make the same statement for Colin Kaepernick? Troy, when you talk about changes, legislation, and everything like that, yes, we've had the NFL players make their public service announcement. That was nice. But we still have police out here doing what they want to do. We still have police out here using illegal chokeholds, and they're not just using them against African Americans. They're using them against unarmed citizens, black, white, Jew, Gentile. If it shouldn't be that the only time the NFL players can go on strike is for money. That shouldn't be the only time that we hear NFL players talking about going on strike is for money. If this social issue is as big as you say it is, if Colin Kaepernick was blackballed like you say he was, why we still got a season? Why? If Tom Brady, Troy, you've been talking to Tom Brady about Tom Brady. Tom Brady been talking a lot lately about Black Lives Matter. Tom, you went to Tampa Bay. Tell the Buccaneers you're not playing until Colin Kaepernick got a job. What's so hard about that? We know it was wrong, right? We know the injustices that are plaguing the black community are systemic, and just throwing money at it won't change it. So how do you force change? You must first get people's attention. How do you get their attention? Well, if you're talking about the NFL owners, you hit them in the pocket. You won't get a season out of us. We won't take the field. Now, who you think gonna watch football? It's an easy answer to it. The question is, do you have the intestinal fortitude as NFL players to carry it out?
There's a guy on Twitter named George Wright. He's a former Oregon football player, analyst, podcaster, and somebody came to him and was talking about, you know, well, these players should play and white players would be just fine, and he made a very good comment. He said, the only sport that y'all got that we not in is cornhole. And last night when I looked at the cornhole championship, it was a woman on there that looked like she had more color than me. So what again are you gonna watch? Because you can't run to hockey. You ain't been able to run to baseball forever. And even though them brothers ain't actually like me, they look a lot like me. They just speak a different language than me.
Right.
So what are you running to? What are you running to? And I am filled with pride because these kids are doing the things that our generation was supposed to do.
Absolutely.
And it has fallen on them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you wake up every morning and you're like today, I was like the Big Ten. And don't get it twisted. Like, I'm proud of the Big Ten, but I'm gonna say this again. I'm a little directly to the camera. Minority players, white players of the ACC and SEC, please understand your power. You already got the Pac-12. You already got the Big Ten. Nobody else matters. Don't nobody care what happened in the Big 12? Nobody cares what happened in the Big 12. But that ACC, three-time national champion, the SEC, four-time national champion, the ACC and the SEC got national championship for the last 7 years. All y'all got to do
is play football
safe.
In the summer.
We won't get these demands. Y'all ain't got to worry about it. We ain't playing. And mean it. This season will wrap. It is so tenuous that Mark Emmerich went on national TV and said, we may have to delay the season. Want to know why? He's a learned man. He's an educated man. He sees the wins and change. And he's like, it ain't going to take one or two more dominoes to fall, and it ain't no season. Molly, you go ahead.
Marlo.
We might have lost Marlo. Yeah, we might have lost Marlo.
Oh. I mean, at the end of the day, living the life that I've lived, there are a lot of things that I wish I could go back and do differently. When you look at those decisions that you've made, making the right decision really wasn't all that hard. You just didn't want to deal with the repercussions and consequences of the decision. If they want Colin Kaepernick, if his peers want him back in the league, he could be back in the league this season. If his peers truly want change and they want the NFL owners who are getting paid buku dollars off the backs of black players who, once they take off their uniform, are subject to the same prejudices that you and I are subject to, don't suit up. What the Patriots going to do if Cam Newton get killed by a police officer? What are we doing to Russell Wilson get killed? What conversation we having? Juju Smith-Schuster. What are we talking about? Mike Tomlin. What are we talking about? What the NFL gonna do then? What's the conversation piece like then? Michael Crabtree, Richard Sherman, Jameis Winston. What about these lesser-known players out here that are on the NFL rosters but aren't known, but once they take their uniform off, they're just another black person? What happens when a cop kills them? What's the NFL going to say then? Are we going to donate some more money into the community? That's the wrong answer. You know what the problem is. It's not about the money. It's about the mindset. The way you change the mindset, you either get the people to train it like they did with Nick Cannon, or you replace them. It's not that hard. We make it that hard. Let me show you how hard it is. Jerry Jones ain't said nothing since George Floyd was murdered. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. So I'm a bit of a
long Dak Prescott, time you want to hold out for money. Okay, let's hold out for something else. Ezekiel Elliott is only Ezekiel Elliott because he can run with a football. Once Ezekiel Elliott takes off his uniform, Ezekiel Elliott is just another black man. Your owner ain't saying nothing. Your owner telling you he only cared about you when you got that uniform on, regardless of how much money he paid you. But let's talk about it. What does Jerry Jones do if Dak Prescott gets murdered by a police officer? Ezekiel Elliott? What about his receiver, who really don't have good communication skills? What are we talking? Is it a football player, is it a person?
Oh, here you go, Marlo.
So, yeah, if the NFL players want to change, they might be like, Theo, you making it sound too easy. I'm of the mindset, bro. I didn't quit jobs for issues. Like, I'm sorry. Principles do matter. We ain't doing this. I'm good.
Wow. Principles do matter.
So what the NFL players talking about then? What are they talking about? They want what from whom? Because the answer to get it is right there. You ain't got to play this season. You ain't got to play no more.
Didn't
The Rock just buy the XFL?
Yeah.
He just bought the XFL, right? Let's see how much money the NFL make when ain't nobody playing. We talk about the XFL. Listen, yeah. You ready? This is when the black athlete that plays professional football has power and doesn't realize it. If they play football for the National Football League, I can literally make you bend over and kiss my ass, or I can take my talent someplace else. Because if I'm not playing on Sundays, your rating's gonna drop on Sunday. They're not gonna watch this damn game on Sunday. They will watch the game on Saturday though.
Yeah, bad.
Not hard. We make it hard, but it's not hard.
I want anybody that's listening to this podcast, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but Google Dick Gregory's solution to police brutality. Yeah, he gives a very thorough and very simple answer to that. So Google that. That'll be the homework for next week. So I'm gonna move along a little bit, and I'm gonna talk about the gift that keeps on giving Major League Baseball. And Rob Manfred, like, do you wake up in the morning and just be like, I just want Troy to punk me on his podcast? Because it seemed to me that's what you're doing. And to catch everybody up that don't know sports, because we get some people that don't really know sports. So Major League Baseball said, we're not gonna do what the NBA doing. We're not going to do what MLS doing. We got the best health professionals in the world. We're going to handle this our way. We're going to go to stadiums. We're going to have no fans in the stadiums. We're going to broadcast, and we're going to take our home teams on traveling trips, and we're going to go ahead and play the baseball season. Before the season starts, Toronto Blue Jays had no home stadium because Canada said, I don't know where you think you're going to play baseball stadiums at. Play baseball at? No, you're not playing it up here. So wherever you at right now, stay where you at right now. That's one.
Especially if you're, look, especially where, if you're where we at in Florida.
Two, before the season even got kicked off good, you had to cancel some games. So you had a 60-game cancellation. I'm sorry, a 60-game season, and you already had to cancel 20. I think we had 32 games now because of COVID tests, because, well, just generally bad management. And now you're on TV saying that you might have mismanaged the testing.
Yeah.
Mind you, players are still getting on planes, going to other stadiums, high-fiving, spitting in each other's face. I don't want to say spitting in each other's face, but talking to each other with no mask on, that whole 9 yards. Major League Baseball is literally a petri dish.
Why are we talking about Major League Baseball? Like, why? Ain't these the same people that don't know how to get it right when people be cheating? Why are we talking about them? Any of the people that, you know, if you cheat over here, you get punished. If you cheat over here, you don't get punished. If somebody want to retaliate on you for cheating, I ain't going to say nothing. You know, I'm going to be mad at them for retaliating. Why are we talking about Major League Baseball? Like, Major League Baseball remind me of the dude from Life, Can't Get Right, who ironically enough was playing baseball. Can't get right. Can't get right. Can't, why, Troy, don't frustrate yourself. Can't get right. That's what you should refer to Major League Baseball, Can't Get Right. When you, instead of saying MLB, you should say CGR, Can't Get Right. That's what we're going to refer to the MLB as, CGR. What you got to say about the CGR?
Well, here's the thing, Theo. South Korea said, we paused our season. We got all our players tested, put them in a bubble, and we are playing games. They flew people over to see what South Korea was doing and came back.
Why are we flying people to South Korea? So hold on. The country is basically under quarantine. So we sent people from out of quarantine someplace else to see how they doing it and brought them back. CGR. The CGR League. The Toronto Blue Jays play for the CGR.
I don't, you know what? Where are they playing their baseball games at? Like, I don't even know where they're playing.
I want to say Rochester, someplace like that. It's up north, right by the border.
The CGR League. CGR. Can't Get Right League. That's what we're going to refer to them as. So our topic next week will be CGR. Where they at now? CGR. Yeah. I can't even believe you brought them up. Like, why would you bring them up? They ain't done, like, honestly, like, they've been screwing up since the Astros won World Series. Actually, no, they then ain't them the same people that was high-fiving Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa, but was mad at Barry Bonds. Ain't them the same folk. They can't get right. Yeah. They don't know if they coming or going. They don't.
So since you're piling on, I'm going to go ahead and pile it on.
The CGR.
I'm going to go ahead and pile on.
Listen, that's the epitome of how not to run a league. Now, you want to know how not to run a league? Aside from the USFL, when Donald Trump had it, It's the CGR.
I just want to put this out there. So during the same season that Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were batting the ball. There was this guy in Baltimore who was getting all this praise for showing up to work. And again, I still say, and since Theo is here, I cannot give Cal Ripken Jr. credit for showing up to work.
You ain't got you to.
Get
you
paid
did it last
to
time.
Show up to work.
You did it last time. I asked you, Marlo, you was here. I asked you, I said, Troy, do you go to work every day? And you said no. And I said, okay, well, if you don't go to work every day, how you finna talk bad about somebody that went to work every day? You know how, first of all.
Because we don't give people trophies for participation.
Man, first
of
all.
This ain't Little League.
Well, we give it to the kids. Perfect attendance. Snot nose.
These COVID-19, are grown men.
Measles. Okay. Grown men. Okay, Troy, here we go. Because I did this last time, and I thought you had relented, so I got to do it again. How long is the baseball season?
Well, 100-plus games normally.
100-plus games?
120.
And how many years did he play without missing a game?
Oh, like 15,
now, I got a quarterback in Pittsburgh. Watch this. I got a quarterback in Pittsburgh that can't make it through a damn 16-game season. Period. I got this dude out here damn near killing himself in one vehicle accident, motorcycle accident. But so we can't acknowledge the dude play 100 something baseball games a season for how many years? For how many years?
16? Yeah. So wait a minute. Wait a minute. So now we're putting Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame too. I just want to make sure we're doing that too now. We're putting Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame?
Troy. If I'm finna put Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame for never missing a game, you damn right I'm finna put Frank Gore in the Hall of Fame. Bruh, 16 games. He played running back. His shelf life was 3 years. How long he been in the league?
He literally shows up to work and runs 30 yards a game.
I just asked you how long was Frank Gore been in the league because there's some brothers that ain't in the league.
I don't know. When did he graduate? In 2000?
It's dudes graduated after Frank Gore, ain't in the league to run 30 yards every time they show up. This dude still in the league, playing running back.
Nope.
The shelf life
Frank
is 3 years.
Frank Gore does not deserve to be in the Hall of Fame.
I'm not saying he deserves to be.
I am not lowering my standards for Frank Gore. This is the hill I will die on. Frank Gore is not getting the Hall of Fame for showing up to work.
Let me ask you a question. Aside from Cal Ripken, not missing any games, do we have any outstanding stats? You got any gold gloves, anything like that?
Yeah, he got some gold gloves.
No. You say some. See, some could be like three. You know, a couple is two. How many gold gloves Cal Ripken got?
Well, he got six.
My bad. You taking too long. I don't think Cal Ripken. Hold on. Cal Ripken ever won a World Series? No. He been there for a minute. Probably slipped up on one of them. But anyway, I digress. How many home runs Cal Ripken got?
I don't think he got 400.
Oh, so it ain't just because he was him getting in the Hall of Fame. Him getting in the CGR Hall of Fame ain't just for showing up to work every day, is it?
I'm not gonna agree with that because he ain't no fucking good.
No. See, for a dude who was showing up to work every day, he was being productive too. Right? You say that gold glove. I mean gold glove. We don't just give gold gloves out to anybody, right? We don't just give them to anybody. That's not a participation trophy. And how many gold gloves you said he had?
Okay. That's fine. We'll let Cal slide under. Well, he's already in the Hall of Fame, so we'll let that slide. Frank is not getting in the Hall of Fame.
Now, you can feel how you want to feel about Frank Gore.
Frank Gore is in the Hall of Fame.
How many thousand-yard rushing season Frank Gore? Huh?
Oh my God. What do you got? What do you got? Four?
Four?
How many thousand rushing yard seasons? Like four?
How many you need to get in the hole?
I don't know, but he got a whole bunch of 700 to 800.
How many rushing touchdowns he got?
His rushing touchdowns don't compare to other Hall of Famers. That's where the problem lies.
So, hold on.
He has a lot of yards.
So it seemed like, you know, to me it's much about nothing. He don't have. Okay, let me ask this question. Who has told you that Frank Gore is going to the Hall of Fame that's got you all in attention?
Because I keep seeing it on Twitter, and I look like every time I see it on Twitter, every time I see ESPN post this junk, I'm ready to choke the life out of somebody. Seasons. One, two, three. Four. Hold on.
Is Frank Gore a first ballot Hall of Famer?
No. Is he ain't even a fourth ballot Hall of Famer.
So what you worried about then? Like you getting gray hairs in your head for nothing.
Some things, I'm not going to sit here and deny, some things just get under my crawl, man. Some things just get under my skin. I got to keep scratching until I get it out of the consciousness of America. Because, you know, this dude has 15,347 yards. His career average is 4.3 yards a carry. He got 79 touchdowns, and he has 468 receptions. Now, if that is the normal lifespan of somebody's career, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. But he was drafted in, what, 05? And in 2019, he had 599 yards. He literally fell off a cliff in 2017.
He's still on the roster, though. Like, I understand what you're saying, but I'm not saying he should be in the NFL Hall of Fame. That's not what I'm saying. So I don't know why you so upset. Like, this is the second week you mentioned Frank Gore. And I'm like, why you keep talking about Frank Gore? Like, ain't nobody else talking about Frank Gore like that. Like, you're going to beat him, put him in the Hall of Fame your damn self. Like, why you keep talking about this dude like that?
He should be.
This right here. Like, this why I ain't going fishing, because I might push Marla off the boat. Like, that right there.
But I did invite you.
Yes, you did invite me, but for everybody out there, I'm not going fishing this week. My grandson's first birthday is going to be on Saturday, so I'm going to be at the grandson's birthday and trying to do two things across the state at different times. It's going to be crazy, so this time, I'm not going fishing.
Watch this. Tom Brady stand a better chance of being named Super Bowl MVP than your boy dude getting into the NFL Hall of Fame.
I can't argue with that.
He can't argue. He can't throw 10 yards.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I just...
Hey, man, I don't know why Marlo... Actually, I do. I know why Marlo and every other Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan is riding so hard for Tom Brady. Well, you've been dealing with years of mediocrity. I get it. I mean, I dealt with that with Mark Malone, Cliff Stout, Bubby Brister. You know, I had to deal with all that in Pittsburgh. You know, Cordell Stewart, you know, got my hopes up with the whole Neil O'Donnell thing. Then he left. Then Tommy Maddox, you know. So I get it. I get it, Marlo, you know.
Go!
You know, I get it. You know, at the end of the day, here's what we know. Marlo, if we look at NFL history, you're going to at least get to the NFC Championship game. Very least, you're going to lose,
what?
But you're going to get there at the very least.
Why do you keep killing Drew Brees? Like,
Troy, hold on. I said history because at the very least, because when, watch this, when the GOAT left San Francisco and went to the Kansas City Chiefs, he got him to the AFC Championship game. He did. I didn't see quarterbacks do that. you know, he might get them to the Super Bowl, but he's going to lose them. Kurt Warner got the Rams, got the Cardinals to the Super Bowl after getting the Rams there, but he lost. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I can understand Marlowe's, you know, his excitement. You know, it's not going to get him where he wants at the end of the day, because we've seen how history plays out. They lose the big game. Either lose it in the conference championship game or lose the Super Bowl. It is what it is. No lies detected. Or he could go to he could go to Tampa Bay and play like Joe Namath did when he left the Jets and went to the 49ers.
Good. That got so disrespectful.
Or I mean, you know, I'm just saying, you know, like, I'm trying to keep that thing 100. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, Marlowe might get to the Buccaneers might get to the NFC Championship game. They might win, they might lose. They get to the Super Bowl, they're gonna lose. I ain't never seen a quarterback go from one team where he was starring and go show out someplace else. I ain't. Michael Vick should not go out of Alabama.
Does anybody realize that of all the players that are opting out, the NFC South has the least amount of players opting out? There's a reason for that.
Everybody
want a chunk of that ass.
Yeah.
Everybody want a chunk of that ass.
Yeah.
They can get that ass this year. And Tom Brady, that's your ass, Mr. Postman.
Listen, we seen what he looked like when he run out. Because my dog look like I don't know, he can't be running with his kids. Because I seen my dog run up the field, and I'm like, bro, you have no wide receiver skills at all. Like, so you just play quarterback in your backyard, huh? Like,
and then, Mullo, you know, I keep beating up on Tom Brady because it's an easy target. But now let's talk about Gronk. Gronk does not look like he in football shape. Let's stop playing like Gronk in football shape. And the other tight end y'all got all the physical tools, but ain't got nothing in between the ears.
Wow. Hey, Troy, where you staying again? Troy, you stay in Tampa?
Yeah.
Well, you going to come and miss it. You going to stop talking to people like that?
Listen, I am not no civilian. But please understand, if any one of you football players run up on me, you might win the fight. But understand, your kneecap, I ain't got no understanding. You won't play that season. I might look like I've been in the fight with you, but you won't play that season. I ain't even fighting, girl. So just please understand, when you run up,
hey,
I ain't no rookie said, like this. I just look like this. I just look
said,
like this.
You said the dude ain't got nothing to do. Wow. I'm going to leave that alone. So, Marlo, there you go. I'm putting y'all in either the NFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. You're gonna lose either one of them. You happy? Marlo?
Marlo might be in the corner crying because we didn't talk about Gronk too much.
I talked about his Buccaneers.
I ain't trying to hear that right now. Y'all didn't talk about my book. But I just, you know, like I said, I literally went out of my way to chastise and berate Tom Brady. But Tom Brady is at least in shape. I don't know what Gronk been doing. He's been drinking too many split smoke liquors or something.
You do know what Gronk been doing. Gronk,
oh, he been on TV and everything.
First of all, I don't know why Gronk came back to the NFL. He was all set for a WWE wrestling career. But I'm going to go ahead and say this. I think Gronk should just work out and be a party boy. Like, I think he should pursue a career in Hollywood acting. I don't think the football is for him, because once you get used to not being in pain, it's kind of hard to get back used to it, you know. He took the whole year.
And didn't somebody tell me once you think about retirement, you retire?
Yeah. You know, unless you play flag football like myself. Shout out to the Tallahassee Wolfpack. Y'all see the jersey. Y'all make sure y'all cop them. We saying it again. They come in all sorts of different colors and everything like that. This one here got the Marine Corps logo on it. You know, I got to do a little shameless plug. Skyline Designs. Y'all make sure y'all cop that. But, yeah, once you get used to not being in pain, bro, it's hard to convince yourself to get back to doing that. Like, I'm just – people ask me why I don't run. Ran for 6 years. What are you talking about? Like, why would I keep doing that? Like, I didn't like doing it then. I don't get that. Oh. Run. So, no, I the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be in the playoffs. At the very least, that's a wild card. I said it last week. I said it again. I don't like anybody in the NFC North, except for Minnesota, and I don't like them to beat Tampa Bay. People coming out the NFC East, Dallas Cowboys, they're going to get in their own way. Dallas going to be Dallas. So we're really talking about a New Orleans versus Tampa Bay NFC championship game.
So when we made these predictions, I legitimately was partially agreeing with you. And then I had to like reassess, because, you know, we take a look at these shows and we got to take a look and say, okay, you know, did I make sense? Was this, you know, and honestly, sometimes I just don't care. Like, I'm going to go with how I feel.
Right.
But I like to, you know, I like to sit back and say, okay, you know, fat mouth sports where the fans have a voice. Sometimes we got to look at things logically. So I look back and I say, okay, Troy, you know, we really just skipped all over the NFC West. Let's take a look at the NFC West. And then I realized that NFC West traded their fastest receiver. Or San Francisco 49ers traded their fastest receiver. Okay, so I got a quarterback who was a game manager. And then I find out that they put their running back, who basically got them in the middle of the season on that run, that gave him an incentive-laced contract.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you a question. The wide receiver from the Houston Texans, where did he go to?
I think he went to the Eagles. I want to say he went to the Eagles.
The Eagles, not the Seahawks? I thought he went to the Seahawks.
Godwin got traded to the Eagles.
The receiver from the Houston Texans.
And the Eagles drafted. The Eagles drafted him.
Mm-mm. The dude that was the star receiver for the Houston Texans.
Oh, he went to the Cardinals.
That's right. He went to the Cardinals.
He went to the Cardinals. Okay.
So this is why
I like run quarterback, so I can't pick the Cardinals.
I was about to change it, but okay. So this is the reason why they mentioned the NFC West. They haven't addressed the offensive line for the Seattle Seahawks.
Nope.
I've never been a Jared Goff fan. Like, I'm starting to question where they get these quarterbacks from. Like, it's almost like they don't want to pick certain quarterbacks, so they put their trust in all these other quarterbacks. Like, okay, well, he played for – I forget the team that he played for, but I'm like, this ain't dude that's playing Division I competition. Like, what are we doing? There's no different than when they got Mitch Trubisky. I was like, where's Mitch Trubisky coming from? The boy that they got from Duke, the Giants got the quarterback from Duke. I was like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
Deeper than that, Theo.
Huh?
It's deeper than that, though. It's deeper than that. I'm looking at, when we talk about the Rams, you're looking at a coach that every big game he plays against the older coach, he loses.
I don't have any confidence in him either. Somebody else tired of this. Everybody's been trying to get the next young, hottest, greatest, whatever, since Mike Tomlin went to the Steelers. I'm like, you getting these offensive coordinators that have no time in grade, military terminology. Just because he did something 1 year don't mean anything. No different than when they got the coach from Baylor. It's like, what are you doing? The only reason why it works for 1 year, if it works for 1 year, is because the other teams ain't seen it. You coming out with something new 1 year, but you not proven as an NFL coordinator. So what happens in year two? Your offense takes a decline. What happens in year three? Your offense takes another decline. What happens in year four? You better win or you won't be there. Right? Mm-hmm. So this is why I don't look at any team. I don't take teams in the NFC West. I didn't ignore them. I just didn't feel like it was worth mentioning them.
Like I said, I would be remiss in saying, whew, San Francisco defensively with those four first round draft picks.
They all in the bench. Yeah. But we saw what that looked like when Patrick Mahomes got to him. Seattle, great pickup from the Jets. The dude don't play offensive lineman. Nope.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. Oh, my God.
Tampa Bay got the same problem.
Representative.
Yeah, go ahead.
The representative for the NFC in the Super Bowl is probably going to come out of NFC side.
I told you that.
And the only team in the NFC South that has consistency in their offense, because everybody has a decent defense in the NFC except Atlanta. The only one that has offensive consistency, and we got to look at what their offense is going to do because that's all going to be different. But from what we know, the only people that have been consistent has been the New Orleans Saints.
Yep.
And they got an offensive line, and they got a wide receiver that nobody can guard. And life is a whole lot different when I can throw the ball 15 times a game than one guy.
Now watch this. New Orleans, they lost. You think New Orleans ain't going to the Super Bowl this year? I bet the NFL find a way to get New Orleans to the Super Bowl this year. I bet they can find a way to get them to the Super Bowl this year. Been knocking on the door too much. Now, you know what? Drew Brees is older than Ben Roethlisberger, and I would take Drew Brees over Ben Roethlisberger for another 3-4 years before I take Ben Roethlisberger. Damn, you got me in my feelings again.
Ain't nobody even say that. You know what? We're going to end the podcast here. We just. I just laughing at me. How you going to be mad about Big Ben? We gave away Khalil Mack for some potato chips. I'm sorry. We gave away Khalil Mack for some great draft picks. We then turned around and gave those great draft picks away for some potato chips. And we might have got some fingers out of the deal. I ain't sure.
You know, first of all, the fact that you even putting the Raiders in the same conversation with the Pittsburgh Steelers is an insult to me. Like, I don't care what y'all do. Yeah, because y'all not going.
What?
I mean, one dude ain't holding y'all back from the Super Bowl.
What was our record last year?
One dude is
holding us back from the Super Bowl.
I'm saying, one dude ain't holding y'all back from the Super Bowl.
Yes, he is. The coach. The most important guy on the whole organization is holding us back.
Pause. How many AFC championship games has Ben Roethlisberger lost to Tom Brady?
Okay, you got me on that one. You got me on that one.
Thank you. I almost committed suicide one time. Let me tell you something. I almost committed suicide one time. No lie. This is why I said I knew I had to pull back. They playing the New England Patriots. I want to say it's in Three River Stadium. Cordell Stewart is quarterback. I can't make this up. I'm feeling good. We got slash. We finna go to the Super Bowl. We playing the Patriots. They backup quarterback. He's struggling. Do you not know in his first AFC championship game, Tom Brady didn't throw one damn touchdown pass?
I know.
Interception by the defense, special teams touchdown, and a touchdown pass from Drew Bledsoe. That's so damn disgusting. I didn't know what the hell to do. Ben, that's your fault. You wasn't even there then.
Oh man, we gonna end the podcast off. I do wanna I wanna make an announcement. So Batmouth Sports is my brainchild that I came up with, because at the time I didn't want to read through 15 different websites to get the headlines. So I created a news aggregator for sports, and that was Batmouth Sports. And then me and my brothers here came up with the idea to, you know what, man, let's just get on and talk about sports. So we came up with Gathering Old Men podcast about 3 years ago, and it was a good idea. So, you know, people get older, life change. You know, I started thinking, I'm like, you know, what can we do to take this thing to the next level? So Theo has been creating content for the last year and a half or so. And I've been watching, paying attention, just kind of watching. Okay. All right. So he got steady with it. So I came up with the idea to start my own podcast network. And so the first thing I want to look at on my podcast network is I need some diversity in content. Because, I mean, let's just be honest. Like, I love being funny. I love joking around talking about sports, but there are other things out there. There's other content to be had. And so, again, you know, Theo, we've been watching your content. So I just want to let you know, brother, that we will be publishing your content on the Fat Mouth Sports Network.
Man, I appreciate forward. That, man.
So we'll get with you on that and give you an announcement. There is another podcast that we're going to add, and I'll make that announcement. I was trying to get the young lady on the phone on the podcast tonight and see if, you know, we make the announcement. But we'll go ahead and make that announcement next week. She did say she had prior engagement, so we'll make that announcement next week. Being the fact that she's a Dallas Cowboys fan, she may not accept, because, you know, we're a little rough on Dallas. But just so everybody knows that Fat Mouth Sports will be expanding to for the podcast and or two other content avenues coming here in the next month. So be on the lookout. We will be on every platform, I promise you. So myself, Theo, Marlo had to leave a little early. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Good night.
Peace.
And we out, fellas.